Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. Owens Corning, Roof Max, Wagner Sprayers, and Arrow Fasteners. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on projects you'd like to get done around your house, whether it's a house, a condo, a co-op, whether you live in the house year-round or maybe it's just a vacation place. If you've got a project that needs to get done, whether you're doing it yourself or maybe it's a project you want to hire a pro to help you tackle, and you're at a spot where you just need some ideas, you need some guidance, or you're stuck in the middle, hey, those are all things that we can help with. We've been at this now for over 20 years, and we've got the skills, the tips, the ideas to save you money, help you get that project done once, done right, so you can get back to enjoying your space. So first step, though, is to help yourself by reaching out to us, and there are a couple of ways to do that. The best way is to go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask, and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question for us right there, and we'll get back to you the next time we are in the studio. Or you can call us anytime at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, are you guys looking for a good deal on a fixer-upper, but maybe you're a little bit worried you don't have the money to make the needed repairs? Well, guess what? There is a popular HUD mortgage program available that will lend you both the funds to buy the house and what you need for the fix-up. We'll tell you how that all works.
And also ahead, is your roof more than 10 or 15 years old? You know, if it is, you might be thinking that it's going to be time to replace it soon, but maybe not. We're going to share a new product that can add 5 years of life to your roof with a single treatment.
And if winter has left your concrete surfaces with cracks and holes and generally looking kind of worn out and tired, we're going to share a new product that makes fixing these flaws easier than ever.
But first, we want to know what you've got planned for this weekend, next weekend, spring, summer. What is it that you're working on at your Money Pit? Whatever it is, let us give you a hand. So reach out and let us know what's going on.
Plus, if you do, we've got a fantastic giveaway for today's show. We've got the Wagner Control Pro Airless Paint Sprayer to give out to one very lucky listener drawn at random. If you'd like to win that paint sprayer, you've got to reach out to us with your home improvement question. Again, you can do that at 888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Loretta from Delaware on the line who's got a question about hot water. What's going on? I hope you have some.
But it's not that bad. It's just I'm not used to waiting so long for the water to get hot.
Is this a new situation, or have you always had to wait a long time for the water to get hot, Loretta?
It's a brand-new house, and we have a new hot water system. I don't want to mention any names.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, it's not really the fault of the hot water system, because what this is a function of the distance between the water heater itself, and your bathroom. The farther apart they are, the longer the water which has cooled in the pipes has to run to basically dump itself out and become hot. So the solution here is really twofold. One's really expensive and the other one is not expensive. So I'm going to guess we're going to go with the not expensive solution. The expensive solution is you could put in another water heater closer to the bathroom, a tankless unit, but I don't think that's necessary. There is a basically a plumbing part called a hot water recirculating system. And what a hot water recirculation system does is it recirculates some of that cold water back to the water heater through the existing piping system to be reheated at key periods during the day. So think of it in terms of like a timer. So you might set this to go on. Let's presume we're in a normal economy where you're maybe waking up at 5 or 6 in the morning to get ready to go to work. So you would have it come on then and then go off when you left for work and so on. So you could set this for the morning hours or the evening hours whenever you want to make sure you don't have to wait for hot water. And it will automatically circulate some of that cold water back to be heated. And in that case, you'll have rather instant hot water. Now, it's not something that you want on 24/7 because there's no point in keeping the water in that pipe hot all the time when you're not using it, like when you're sleeping or you're doing something else during the day. But in key periods where you don't want to have to wait for the water to make that long trip from the water heater to your bathroom, you can use this recirculating system with timers to basically do it for you. A brand name that we have a lot of respect for is Watts, W-A-T-T-S. I actually worked with Watts a long time ago when these products were first being developed and helped tell their story. But I think it's a good product. It's solidly built. You can find it online at like HomeDepot.com. Not expensive, about $200, and relatively simple plumbing project to install if you're a DIYer or if not a fairly short trip for a plumber to do. So I would take a look at the Watts hot water recirculating system with built-in timer. And as I said, you can look that up on HomeDepot.com or probably on Amazon as well.
Well, that sounds a lot better than my husband's idea, which is don't use the hot water.
That's a terrible idea.
Nice guy. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
He must be a lot of fun to hang out with.
Right. I appreciate all your help.
All right. Yeah, good luck, Loretta.
Charlie in Texas is on the line and has a question about a porch. What's going on?
I added a portion to a porch. I had it done. I had a pergola put on it. And the concrete has risen up about an inch from the other portion that was already poured. You have any ideas what I can do about that?
Huh. So it rose up? Do you have expansive soils in your part of the country?
No, it's pretty clay soils. And it did have a sprinkler system underneath it, but I had completely tapped it off and everything. And then I had a company come in there and pour this slab so I could put a pergola on it, and it has risen about an inch above where the original porch was poured.
So it didn't crack, it basically just like raised up above the old level, is that correct?
That's correct.
And the reason I ask you about expansive soils is a type of soil called expansive clay soil, and there's a fairly good amount of it in Texas. And when expansive clay soils get wet, they expand. And that could cause this heaving. I don't think it's frost heave.
Oh, no, it's not that at all.
Because you don't have those kinds of swings. But it may be the soils, and you're not going to be able to get it to settle back down again. I can tell you that. So if you do redo this, right, if you dig it out and redo it, one of the things that you might talk to the contractor about is they may be able to drill some rebar into the old concrete and basically have a physical connection between the two to keep them in line.
Right.
It's going to be not an easy, and it's going to depend on how thick the original surface is and whether they can do it without cracking and so on. So that's one thing I would say. And then the other thing I would see is pay careful attention to how you prep the base underneath the slab that you're now going to replace, to make sure that it's dug out enough, it's got stone in it, it's well tamped, mechanically tamped would be smart. You know, if you had 6 inches of stone before you put the concrete in and then you put rebar on top of that, keep it all in one piece when it's poured, you know, that's going to be a lot harder for that to move, even if you do get some expansion. And then just be very cautious of water collection in that area. So what I mean by that is, you know, if you have downspouts that may, like, drain towards that area, or is there anything else that's causing water to you know, congregate in that area, and you could minimize that, that would help if, in fact, you do have these types of expansive soils that I'm talking about. There's a product called Recap that will stick to old concrete. Yeah, what if you were to make a band of basically sort of trowel yourself a ramp, right? Not, I mean, I would make it like 12 inches wide, where it took the high edge of the new slab and then tapered it down to the old porch so that it wasn't like a tripping hazard there. I mean, because replacing this thing is going to be really expensive and it's a lot of work. If you don't, if you don't mind trying this in the interim, you might want to pick up some recap. Essentially, the way it works is you clean the concrete and then you wet it down, you trowel on this recap. If it was me, what I would do is I would probably snap a chalk line that about 12 inches from the in from the new edge so that I had something to aim towards, right? And then I would build it up even with the new edge, and I would trowel it down to hit that chalk line at the low edge. Then you basically, the reason you're using recap is because it sticks to the old concrete surface. Any other type of mortar is going to split off, right? This will stick to it, and then you won't have this issue with a tripping hazard. And then, frankly, if that works out for you, you could just paint the whole thing old and new, and it wouldn't be very obvious what you did.
I appreciate it very much, sir.
All right. Good luck, Charlie. Stay safe.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they handle the rest. Start to finished. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, would you like to buy a fixer-upper but worried you won't have any money left to make repairs? Well, there's a mortgage program that may help. We'll share the details when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermofiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermofiber, Fire, and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermofiber, Fire, and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Do you have cracks or holes in your concrete sidewalk, driveway, or steps? Patch them up with Rock Patch. New from Deich Coatings, non-messy Rock Patch is made of pre-mixed polymer and stone formula. Just open the can, stir, and get started. Fill, level, and resurface your broken concrete areas quickly. Rock Patch dries rock hard and resists impact, moisture, hot tires, and salt. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make sure your home is everything you want it to be. But you got to help yourself first by following the Money Pit podcast. You can do that very easily at moneypit.com/podcast.
What are you guys working on this springtime season? Are you maybe taking on some painting projects? Well, how would you like to get that job done 3 times faster than using a roller? Well, you can with the Wagner Control Pro 130 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. It's worth $259.99, and this is our giveaway this hour to one lucky listener. Now, the coolest part about the Wagner Control Pro is that this is going to allow a homeowner to take on big projects themselves. And, I mean, these are projects that you'd be like, oh, I should probably hire a pro. But with the Wagner Control Pro, that is you, and you can definitely tackle these projects, and it'll save you a ton of money. Now, you can find the Control Pro available at a variety of home improvement retail locations, and that Wagner Control Pro 130 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer is going out to one lucky Money Pit listener drawn at random.
Make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Amber in Ohio is on the line and has a question for us. How can we help you today?
I have a loft, and it's all open to the, you know, downstairs, but at any rate, when people come and stay, it gets so warm up there. It's very warm, and people always complain.
Mm-hmm.
Summertime or wintertime.
Right.
It doesn't matter. And downstairs, I mean, the first floor can be, you know, it feels 10 degrees different than upstairs.
Right.
And I have temperature set on, you know, one certain degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the upstairs just feels like it's not paying attention to what I set the thermostat at.
All right. What kind of heat do you have? Is it forced air? You have a duct system?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do you have central air conditioning or not?
I do.
Okay. And do you have any ceiling fans or paddle fans that can help mix up the air?
Yes, I do. But it seems to be that even when they put the fans on, they say that they don't feel the difference. But
so when you turn the ceiling fans on, do you know that there's a way that you can reverse the motors on that? There's a little switch on the side. And in the summer, you want to set those so it pulls cold air up from the first floor. And in the winter, you want to change that setting so that it pushes warm air down from the second floor. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Now, have you operated those reversing switches? Did you even know they existed? Because many people don't.
I have, yeah. I have known that they existed. And I could tell, I haven't told the people that come and stay, though, that up in the loft. So,
well, but it's the kind of thing that you're going to do. You would do this one time, you know, per season, so you wouldn't expect them to do that. Now, the other thing that you can do is you could add supplemental air conditioning to that space. And what I would recommend there is a split ductless system. So split ductless means you have a small compressor that's outside, and then you have the actual air. You have the air handler that is inside, and that mounts on the wall, same way you'd hang a TV, for example, and then between the outside compressor and the air handler inside, it will add additional air conditioning or cooled air up there, which will then filter down, you know, from there to the first floor and make everybody comfortable. And when you have a house that's got this kind of configuration, it's very common, you know, to have this great difference in temperature, and it's a real challenge. And the only other thing that you could potentially do is you could talk to your HVAC company about adding an additional supply and return to that space. But that would involve ducting, and it's going to depend on how hard it is to get that up. If there's a way for they can get those ducts run up pretty easily and you had additional supplies in return in that space, then it's going to cool a lot better and heat a lot better. But if not, then you're going to have to do it a different way. Now, by the way, that mini split ductless system, that can be purchased to work as a heater and air conditioner all in the same system. So if folks are complaining and about it being too cold or too hot, depending on the season, you would have control over that, you know, for both seasons.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Split ductless.
Split ductless. Yep, exactly.
And I would go to my...
You're going to have to go. No, you're going to have to go to an HVAC contractor. It's not a DIY project.
The HVAC. Okay. Okay. That's great.
So do you find yourself looking for a good deal on a fixer-upper, but then you're concerned that maybe you're not going to have the money that you need to actually make those repairs? Well, there's a popular HUD mortgage program available that's going to lend you both the funds to buy the house and then more to make those repairs.
That's right. It's the FHA's limited 203K program, and it enables homebuyers and existing homeowners to finance up to $35,000 into their mortgage to repair, improve, or upgrade their home. Now, it lets both homebuyer or homeowner quickly and easily tap into cash to pay for property repairs or improvements. You get to avoid all of those expensive construction loans and then basically take that additional balance and fold it right into your mortgage that you're probably paying off over 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, and what's interesting here is that homeowners can make property repairs, improvements, or even prepare their home to be sold, and home buyers can make their new home move-in ready by remodeling that kitchen, painting the interior, purchasing new carpeting, I mean, you name it.
Now, if you're thinking, I've got bigger projects than that, the FHA has another version of the same program that's called the 203K Rehab Mortgage Insurance to help with repairs like structural alterations or big remodeling jobs or projects to eliminate health and safety hazards.
That's right. And both programs make it easier for you to buy a property that needs work or to fix up the one that you have and then fold those costs into your mortgage loan so that you're paying it off over the life of the mortgage and not emptying your savings or getting stuck with additional high interest loans.
That's a great program and really going to be a perfect fit for folks that are buying fixer-uppers, including all you DIYers out there that are going to do some of the work yourselves.
Jim in Delaware is online and has a question about a dryer vent. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I have a dryer vent that's coming through a concrete wall and the three flaps that have broken off. I was wondering if it's a good way to replace the vent, or can I just place the flappers or what?
Yeah, I would replace the exterior part of that dryer vent, the exhaust port. Those little blades that flip up and down have broken off. I would just replace that. You know, you're going to pull it out of the existing hole, and depending on how it was put in place, it may be tough to get out.
Concrete.
Okay, well, but depending on how it was attached to the concrete, it might be difficult. You may actually have to grab a pair of shears like Weissnips and cut it out. It's just sheet metal. And then you're going to basically install a new one in its place. And when you buy the new dryer vent, they usually sell the dryer vent and they sell the metal venting separate. Make sure you get a piece of hard metal dryer exhaust duct to run through that concrete, through that hole. And then if there's flex duct, you can attach it on the other side. Try to keep it as regular duct as far as possible because the flex duct is, it has a lot of resistance to it and the clothes don't dry quite as quickly.
Great. Thank you for the advice.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, is your home ready for a new roof? Well, just ahead, we're going to share a new product that can extend the life of your existing roof by 5 years and save you thousands over the cost of a roof replacement. All this next.
You live in a body pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so happy to be here with you on this beautiful spring weekend, helping you take on projects you want to get done around your house. If you've got a question, maybe you're stuck in the middle of a project, reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask, and we will do our best to get you back on the road with your project.
Krista in Vermont is on the line and is dealing with some very low water pressure. Tell us what's going on.
I bought my house about a year ago, and I'm on a shared well with my two other neighbors, and they both have great water pressure, but we have really awful water pressure. Like, it takes 3 hours for the washing machine to run. We can't use our garden hose. And we've had some plumbers come take a look, and they said that there must be some kind of restriction in the water pipe since the other neighbors both have really great water pressure.
This is not well water. You're on street water?
We're on well water.
We're on well water. And the well serves all the neighbors?
Yeah, it serves the two neighbors that live north of us.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're right that there could be a restriction. The restriction could be a valve that's partially closed. It may look open, but maybe it's really closed. It could be, if you have old pipes, do you have old pipes there? How old is the house?
Yeah, it's from 54.
Yeah, old yeah, plumbing is like, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s when it's steel pipes. So 54 is going to be copper and decent quality copper. So here's what I would do. I would start testing that water pressure at different points. If you can test it close to where it comes into the house, that'd be the first place to check it. They may have to put a tap in the pipe to do that, like an extra little valve to do that. But I would start checking at a different point to see if we can kind of narrow down where the restriction is.
Okay.
You have to do a little detective work here. You're going to find that at some point that's restricted. Could be the main water valve if you've got one. Sometimes well systems don't have those.
Right. The valve in our house was just replaced, but I don't know about the valve at our neighbor's house where the wellhead is. And we were also told by one plumber that we could put a water pressure tank in the house to fix it, and then another plumber told us that wouldn't work at all.
That's not going to work. There's a booster that you could put in, but I would start trying to figure out if this is a problem at the point where the water comes into the house, because that kind of changes the discussion. It's not your plumbing, it's the well system. And I imagine you have some rights, since you're sharing a common well here, to get the same pressure as everybody else.
Yeah, okay.
It'll have to be a discussion you'll have with the people that are involved. Okay, but you got to figure out what you got. You don't know that yet, and that's the way to do it. Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, if you've got a roof on your home that's more than 10 or 15 years old, you might be thinking that it's going to be time to replace that roof very soon. And you know what? You might be right. As roofs do age, the shingles dry out, they lose their water resistance. And this is especially true today because most shingles have less asphalt in them than ever before. And that means that they dry out all that much faster. Now, when that happens, the shingles need to be replaced, and that can be pretty expensive.
It definitely can. But now there's another way to extend the life of your roof, and it's called Roof Max. It's a roof rejuvenation treatment that restores the flexibility and the waterproofing protection of aging asphalt shingle roofs. And it can actually save you 80% over the cost of replacing a traditional roof.
Yeah, and Roof Max's new technology uses natural plant-based bio oil for a full asphalt shingle restoration. Now, this gives those shingles flexibility and instantly can add 5 years of life to your roof.
Now, if you think of all the states in the country, one which is particularly rough on roofs is Florida, right?
Yeah, and for a lot of different reasons.
Right, yeah. Not only do you have the storms, but you have, you know, incredible heat beating down on those shingles. So we have a house, it's actually my mom's house down in Florida, and that roof was about 17 years old. So we headed down there, and we had it treated by the local Roof Max dealer. And I got to tell you, Leslie, it was amazing, because the way we did this, we were actually filming it at the same time for a project. We treated one half of the roof one day, and then we came back the next day to do the other half, because we wanted that first coat to kind of set in and do its thing. Then we were able to compare the two sides of the roof. And the old side, the untreated side, was clearly brittle and cracked with a lot of granular loss. And the Roof Max treated side, all the granules were sealed in, and the shingle was as flexible, and I do not exaggerate here, it was as flexible as a brand new asphalt shingle. So it totally did everything they said it was going to do, and now we've got 8 to 10 years of life left on that roof, when before we had maybe 2 at most.
That's amazing. I mean, it really is fascinating how well this works, and it's a natural product, And it's a coating, so it's just outstanding that you're able to do this. Now, each RoofMax treatment comes with a 5-year flexibility guarantee. Now, with 3 treatments possible once every 5 years, RoofMax can add up to 15 years of life to your existing asphalt roof. I mean, that's outstanding.
If you'd like to learn more, set up an appointment with your local RoofMax dealer at RoofMax.com. They'll do a free assessment and decide if your roof is a good candidate for a roof rejuvenation. That's RoofMaxx.com.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if winter left those concrete surfaces around your money pit with cracks or holes or just looking generally worn out, we're going to share a new product that makes fixing those flaws easier than ever. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repairs to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you tackling this spring season at your Money Pit? Maybe you've just started a project, maybe you're finishing something up, or perhaps you're just thinking about it. Well, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, is painting a project that you guys are taking on this spring? It's super popular this time of year.
But we've got a way that you can actually get that job done three times faster than using a roller, because we are giving away a Wagner Control Pro 130 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer. Now, this paint sprayer is worth almost $260, and we like it because it allows for 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers, and it works three times faster than using a roller. So you get the job done quicker, you don't waste paint. It can hold actually up to a gallon and a half of paint right in the tank, so you don't have to keep going back to refill it. And you'll find it at a variety of home improvement retail locations, but we do have one to give away to a lucky caller today. So if you'd like to win a Wagner Control Pro 130 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer, call us with your question. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and if we select you, you're going to win the Control Pro 130 and be well on your way to tackling lots of painting projects around your house. They've got a full line of Control Pro sprayers. You can check them out at WagnerSprayTech.com. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Larry in Louisiana needs some help at home. What are you working on?
I have a pier and beam house that had an addition added on to it, and the addition is starting to sink and is causing a bow in the flooring in the kitchen.
Huh. So what kind of foundation was the addition built with?
It was under a concrete little runners that ran around the house.
So when you say concrete runners, can you describe that? Are we talking about, was this a concrete footing?
Well, it's split. It's, you know, maybe every 5-6 foot, it's like a 1 foot thick piece of concrete that runs down a channel, mm-hmm. and it circles the house, and then they put these other concrete pieces that sit on top of it.
Concrete blocks?
To where they put the foundation of the house on it.
Well, it sounds like a standard footing with a concrete block foundation. And if you're getting movement in there, that's definitely a concern. It points to some failure in the way that foundation was designed. How much, when you say it's shifting or it's sinking, how much are we talking about? What are you seeing in terms of movement?
There's a bow in the kitchen. It's probably about a 10, 12 degree angle coming off of it.
Yeah, that's pretty significant. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, you're going to have this looked at by a structural engineer, because there's going to be some sort of rehabilitation that's going to have to be designed for this to stop it from moving further. It's not likely you can pull it back up, but the goal at this point is to stop it from moving any further. And if you try to do this, you know, by calling in a myriad of contractors, you're going to get a myriad of opinions, and it may...
Yeah, none of which you'll be able to compare.
None of which you'll be able to compare, and very likely if you try to sell the house, you're still going to have a problem, because you really need a licensed design professional to evaluate exactly why this is happening and then prescribe a solution for you. So my advice to you is that if you've got a 10 to 12 degree dip in this floor, that it definitely would call for further investigation by an expert, and the best person to use for that would be someone who's a structural engineer. So you might want to start looking around for that service. And I will also say that there's probably home inspectors in your area that also happen to be structural engineers. So you could check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI.org. See if you can find an engineer there who's also a home inspector. But that's the type of sort of forensic building investigator that you need to figure out why this is moving and what you have to do to get it stabilized. I think that's real important, and you should try to hop on it as soon as you can.
Well, if winter has left you with cracks, holes, or generally worn out concrete surfaces around your money pit, Deich Coatings is out with a new product that makes fixing these flaws easier than ever.
Yep, it's called Rock Patch, and it's a pre-mixed polymer stone formula that will fill, level, and or completely resurface those ugly cracks, shallow holes, or isolated wear and tear on concrete surfaces. It's super easy to use. It's not dusty like other coatings. You don't have to mix it up. You just pop open the lid, give it a quick stir, and you apply it, and it dries rock hard. And then you can add another coat if needed after 24 hours.
Yeah, now Rock Patch can fill and level cosmetic surface flaws as well, up to a half inch deep, and creates a smooth new surface for floor paints, decorative coatings, new flooring, you name it.
The product's available online at DeichCoatings.com, Home Depot, and Lowe's. A 1 gallon pail retails for $41.95, or for bigger projects, pick up the 3 gallon size for just $97.95.
Carolyn in Iowa's on the line, has a question about a quartz countertop. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, what I notice are some dull spots that are showing up on the quartz countertop. We built this home 2.5 years ago, and I always had understood with quartz, you didn't have to polish or seal or anything. And we're trying to be really careful.
Oh, no. Surely you jest. Quartz is indestructible because you can put hot stuff on it, but it's also really absorbent. And you definitely need to polish it.
Okay, so all that report that I've heard that you never have to do anything to quartz, it isn't true. You do need to.
I mean, you have to do stuff to granite, to marble, to quartz over time because there's a sealant that they put on it. And depending on where you got it and who the yard is, if it's a granite or a marble, it wears away with use. And so the lighter the color, the more often you have to do it. And it should be they stay with quartz and marble and granite. Every 2 to 3 years, I have a granite countertop. I've probably done it 3 times in the 15 years I've been in my house. And it's mostly because the areas where you see what they pour that fills into the spaces, it's kind of like popped out, especially on the edge. But other than that, I haven't really need to do much to it.
There's a polish online at Amazon.com called Supreme Surface that's really well recommended. It's 4 out of 5 stars. I would give that a start if you've never tried it before. Order it online. But as Leslie said, you definitely do need to polish natural stone. Otherwise, it is going to get dull over the years. And it sounds like it's about time to do that with your house. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job done well. Download the Angie app today. Well, coming up, guys, summer, it's definitely on its way, but so are those expensive electric bills. We're going to share how you can lower your AC costs when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell.
Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Heated air at the same time. That vent combination is better than the Whirly Bird vent. It is better than an attic fan, and it really works very, very well to keep that attic as cool as it possibly can. And by the way, another thing that will reduce your cooling bills is, while you're considering this attic space, look at your insulation. Most homes don't simply have enough insulation. You can easily add another 6 or 8 inches of unfaced fiberglass insulation to that space. Just lay it down perpendicular to the existing insulation. And that in and of itself will have a major impact on what you need to do to keep that house cool and comfortable and keep those air conditioning bills at an all-time low.
Frank in California wrote in saying, I want to replace windows and walls of stucco. What's the best way to cut and remove the existing stucco?
Well, the best way to get those windows in would be to not cut and remove those stuccos.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't we just do a replacement window where you're just doing the sashes, in essence, rather than the framework?
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of folks don't recognize the fact that there is a certain type of a window that's called the replacement window, as compared to what we would refer to as a new construction window. So when you see a new house being built and you see windows being installed to the sheathing, to the framing, it has sort of a fin around the outside of it, like a tab, and that's how they nail the window into the wall. But with a replacement window, you leave the existing window in place. You remove the sashes, the part of the windows that slides up and down, if it has weights, that sort of thing. You remove all that, but you keep that interior frame of the window, and then the replacement window slips inside of that. Replacement windows, by their very nature, Frank, are customized to fit the opening that you specify. And you'll get all the benefits of a new construction window with none of the hassles, especially when it comes to stucco, which is just a real pain in the neck to have to break down and restore. You'd end up having to paint your whole house by the time you were done with it. So I would definitely look into replacement windows as your solution.
All right, Frank, hope that helps you out. You're going to be able to find some really great new efficient windows without making a big bunch of work for yourself.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I hope you guys have gotten a few projects done while listening to today's program. Maybe you picked up a tip or two. But if you still are challenged with something that's not going quite right, remember, you can reach out to us 24/7. A couple of ways to do that is by calling us anytime at 888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, going to moneypit.com/ask. We were always standing by and ready to help you get those projects done. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ukrainian President Zelensky made a surprise appearance at the G7 summit Saturday, which included a one-on-one meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
Thank you very much.
Zelensky thanked the German leader for what he said was the powerful defense assistance Ukraine has received from Germany. The president also expressed his gratitude for the U.S.'s decision to allow its allies to provide fighter jets for Ukraine.
Really, it will help our society, our people. To save houses, families.
Zelensky hailed the decision a great result. Their meeting comes as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accuses the countries attending the G7 summit of aiming for the double deterrence of Russia and China. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Meanwhile, the group is urging China to push Russia to end its war on Ukraine. In a joint statement, the G7 says it does not want to harm China and wants constructive and stable relations. It says the members are seriously concerned about the situation in the East and South China Seas and opposes any attempts to use force or coercion in disputes or toward Taiwan. Debt limit talks between the White House and Speaker Kevin McCarthy hung over the weekend. Tough talk, but little action. Talks could resume on Sunday. Two men, or correction, that's the men and the women guarding the border at the South, getting high praise from Greg Abbott.
Responding to a request for help from the Texas governor, guardsmen from Florida and Idaho will be arriving on the Texas border in the next few days. And the governor says they'll be staying a few weeks to help in the effort to turn back illegal immigrants. The numbers have gone from 2,700 daily encounters down to about 20 a day in Texas. In addition to the razor wire already in place, the governor says he plans to continue building a border wall. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And with more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Mr. Booker here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The founder of a nonprofit group is accused of making up a story about homeless military veterans being evicted from a New York hotel in order to make room for migrants. The latest in the story from correspondent Julie Walker.
Republican State Assemblyman Brian Maher, who helped spread the story, is now calling for an investigation, saying he and others were duped by Sharon Tony Finch. When pressed for details by the AP, she would only say,
"We should have verified more."
Yeah, but is that true?
We should have verified it more.
Before disconnecting the call, she had claimed her nonprofit was housing vets that were kicked out of an upstate hotel after New York City's mayor sent migrants there. The hotel said it was untrue. The Mid-Hudson News reports homeless men from a shelter claim they were hired as part of the ruse. Maher says he spoke with Tony Finch Thursday and learned the story about homeless vets being displaced was false. Julie Walker, New York.
More breaking. Jason Walker recaps the end of the work week.
Debt ceiling negotiator for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it is time to press pause on the talks as negotiations with the White House coming to a standstill. Not clear when the talks will resume. Chairman Jerome Powell indicating the Federal Reserve will likely forego an increase in its benchmark interest rate when it meets in June for the first time since it began raising the key rate 14 months ago. With the news the debt ceiling talks were off, Wall Street drifted to a lower close, but it did mark its best week since March.
Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch says emergency measures taken during the COVID crisis that killed more than a million Americans were perhaps, quote, the greatest intrusions on civil liberties in the peacetime history of this country. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit. Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. Owens Corning, Roof Max, Wagner Sprayers, and Aero Fasteners. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. If you've got questions, we've got answers to help you get that project done. To get unstuck if you're in the middle of a project, or to figure out if it's a DIY project or one you want to reach out to a pro for help. But the first step is helping yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions. Call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974, or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask for the fastest reply. That's moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if you enjoy cooking outside, well, building an outdoor kitchen might be on your someday list. You know, the projects you want to get done someday. Someday I'll build that outdoor kitchen. Well, that day could come sooner than you think, thanks to a new type of very affordable modular brick that makes it easy to build fire pits, benches, and yes, even a complete outdoor kitchen. It's really as easy as stacking blocks, and we'll tell you all about it.
All right, and also ahead, the spring real estate market is well underway, and more urban dwellers than ever are heading to the suburbs for space and tranquility. So if you're ready to sell your home, we're going to share four easy projects that you can do in a weekend to boost curb appeal and land a buyer quicker than the competition.
And butterflies are one of the best parts of spring and summer, and attracting them to your yard means you're also going to have an army of pollinators working hard for you in your garden. So we're going to share the top five flowers that will encourage them to make your home their home.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So help yourself first by reaching out with your home improvement question. You're going to get an answer. You're going to get help. You're going to get the pleasant banter of Tom and I chatting you through your projects. But we've also got a great prize for one lucky Money Pit listener. This hour, we've got up for grabs a fantastic high-efficiency airless paint sprayer from Wagner worth $260.
But if you want to win it, you got to be in it by reaching out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting them at moneypit.com/ask. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Mike in Alaska, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have an upstairs window that leaks when it rains. I notice the soffits are dripping on the outside of the windowsill, and I'm wondering if the reason for the window leaking is because of the soffits, or could it be the roof that's leaking or even the window that's leaking? I don't know who to call first.
The soffits of the overhang where a roof overhangs the exterior wall. So are you saying that that's where you're seeing the water come out?
Yeah, I'm seeing drips coming from the soffit.
Do you have gutters?
Yes.
All right. And sometimes gutters get backed up and then the water will overflow the back of the gutter and drip out through the soffit. Do you think that might be what you're seeing?
That's possible, too. I'm just wondering why I see drips coming from the soffits.
Right, because as I said, the water will get behind the gutters, and then it will work its way into the soffit area, and once it does that, it's just going to run out the path of least resistance, which you know could very well be what you're seeing with the drips. Is the soffit above the window?
Yeah.
Okay, so the window's a first-floor window?
Second floor.
And there's a soffit above it, and you think the window's leaking. Why do you think the window's leaking when the water's coming out of the soffit?
Because it drips, and I have to put a towel around the window because it's dripping when it rains.
So there could be two issues here. It might be flashing around the window, or it could be an issue with the gutter. But here's one way that you can diagnose this. What you could do is take a garden hose and get it up on that roof, and let it run down the roof right around where the window is under it. You know what I mean? Like not blast it, but just saturate it for a good 10, 15 minutes and see if you can make it leak. If you can make it leak, you probably have a leaky gutter or a leaky roof. Now, if it doesn't leak, then that's good. So the next thing you do is you take that water and now you start holding it around the sides of the window. Of course, the window has to be closed, right? But you hold it like between the siding and the window, not right up against it, but just try to sort of flood that area with water and again, see if it leaks. If it leaks then it's very likely the flashing around the window. And to fix that, you'll have to remove most likely the siding in that area and then have it reseal that window. It's not usually a matter where you can caulk it. Usually you have to reflash it because there's a breakdown somewhere that's letting that water in. But those two very simple checks can tell you which part of the area, the assembly, is leaking. It's kind of hard, as you discover, to track this down. So you have to be a bit of a detective, and that's one way to do it. If you can make it leak, you're going to know where that area is. Just do one side at a time so that if it leaks on the right side, for example, and the water's on the right, then you know kind of where to look for the failure that's causing it. If you just blast the whole side of the house with water, you're not going to know anything except it leaks, but you knew that when you started. So you got to be kind of smart and strategic about it.
Annette in Mississippi is on the line and has a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
I have ceramic tile in my kitchen and den, and I've noticed condensate on top of the surface of the tile, and I was just wondering what causes that.
The difference between a cold floor and a warm, humid house. So when you have, you know, think about it this way. You go outside in the summer, and if you've got a cold glass, an ice-filled glass of water or iced tea, you get moisture on the outside of that glass. Well, why is that happening? Because warm, moist air is striking the outside of the glass. It's cooling, and it's releasing the water, right? Because the warmer air holds more water than colder air. So in your house, you have, again, moist air striking a cold surface, and it's condensing. Dehumidifying that space can help, and there's a couple of ways to do that. One of which is an appliance called a whole home dehumidifier. It fits into your HVAC system, and it can take out a lot of water, about 90 pints of water a day out of the air. And it can also reduce the cost of air conditioning, because everybody thinks that air conditioning is the only way to dehumidify a house. It's actually not. And it's not that good of a dehumidifier, frankly. If you were to add a whole home dehumidifier in addition to air conditioning, you will find that it will pull a lot of moisture out of the air, and it'll make the air a lot more comfortable, not quite so clammy, and it will dramatically reduce or completely eliminate the condensation that you're getting now on your floor, because that can get slippery too, so you got to be careful.
Right. Is that common for ceramic tile floors?
It's not the material, okay? It's the environment that's causing this. It's not the floor that's making this happen. It's the environment. So you have high humidity in your house. Why? I don't know, but you know, you want to check and make sure your bathroom exhaust fans are going outside, and you want to make sure that your kitchen range duct hood is ducting outside. You want to look at the grading and the drainage of the foundation perimeter. If you have a lot of water that piles along the outside of the foundation, overflowing gutters, that can raise the dampness and the humidity level. You know, all those things contribute, and you can certainly take a look at those things, but an appliance like a whole home dehumidifier might be the best solution. Okay, Annette?
Okay, well, I currently use just a single room dehumidifier, and I haven't noticed it in any other place in the house. It's just that one area.
Yep. Well, you know, this is an option. I mean, you could certainly try another dehumidifier in that space, but it is an environmental issue and it's not the building materials. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, if you'd like to improve your outdoor space by adding an outdoor kitchen, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, planters, or maybe even a bench, there's a way to do that that is as easy as stacking blocks. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Spring season is underway, and that is the home improvement season. Are you guys taking on a painting project this time of year? Well, how would you like to get that job done 3 times faster than if you just were to use a roller? Well, you can with the Wagner Control Pro 130 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. It's worth $259, and it's really amazing because it can hold up to 1.5 gallons of material right in the tank. So you can just keep on painting, no refilling, no mess, less overspray. You can tackle projects that previously you'd think, I gotta get a pro. Not this time, guys. And it could be yours for free.
That's right. The Wagner Control Pro 130 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer is going out to one listener drawn at random. Give us a call. Make that you with your home improvement question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or for the fastest response, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Now we're going to head on over to Ohio, where Norma is dealing with some roof leaks. What's going on?
In the back of the house near my glass sliding doors. Leaking. I could see the ceiling. There was water coming in around the doors and leaking down into the track of the door. And that happened right after we had a really deep freeze here. And I believe the ice froze up, melted some, and then froze back up again. And I looked it up, and I think it's called ice jam or something like that.
Ice dam.
Okay. Yep. That was close.
You were close. Yep.
And so I called a roofing company, and actually they came out and they told me I need a whole new roof, which is going to cost me about $20,000 because I got
Of course they did. How old is your roof?
We replaced it in 2010.
Well, then
8 or 10.
That's a new roof.
Let me ask you something. You got homeowner's insurance?
Yeah.
Well, ice damming is covered by homeowner's insurance. You need to call your insurance company, maybe even a public adjuster, and tell them you had ice dam damage and it needs to be fixed. Because to fix the ice dam damage, you have to remove the roof. So guess what? You can get a new roof paid for by them.
Oh, even if it's just in one spot?
Yeah, because you can't just fix one spot. An ice dam's an ice dam. If it's covered, it's covered.
Oh, okay. And see, the other thing they said that the roofing around the vent thing that comes out the bathroom, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's a vent on top of your roof.
Right.
And they said that the roofing was like sort of not all the way, it wasn't laying flat around that. Because
well,
I had some.
Listen, first of all, I don't like this roofing company because I just think that they're telling you a tale here to try to get to your wallet.
To try to get more money.
Yeah. I mean, the roofs never lay perfectly flat around plumbing vent flashings because their flashing is under the shingles, and it basically makes the seal between the vent and the roof. So that's kind of, you know, not true, right?
Okay.
So I would, first of all, I would call my insurance company, report that you had an ice dam, and if they give you a hard time, find a public adjuster because public adjusters work for you. And they get a percentage of the claim, and they usually find a lot more than the insurance company adjuster does. So they kind of pay for themselves. Let them fight the battle. But to fix this, the roof comes off. There's a type of roofing material called ice and water shield. And
it
goes up about 3 feet from the edge of the roof, up into the roof, up over the sheathing. And then once that's down, then the shingles go back down on top of that. So that's what causes it, and that's the fix. And the good news is that homeowners covers it because it's storm damage.
Yeah, it is storm damage. You're right. Okay,
all right.
I never thought about it like that. Thank you so much.
Well,
so
you're very welcome.
I can call my insurance and get that repaired. And the second thing you said was that I was noting that I've already forgotten. What was the other thing you said?
What, about the plumbing vent or about the type of insurance adjuster to use?
Oh, yeah, public adjuster.
Public
is that
adjuster.
What you called it?
Yep, public adjuster.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Glad we're able to help you out. There you go. We may have saved that young lady $20,000, Leslie.
She was so excited. She didn't even know.
Well, outdoor kitchens are a popular project and a perfect way to put prep, cooking, and cleanup all in one place while keeping you close to the party. But if this is a project that you've been putting off, there's an easy way to build a complete outdoor kitchen yourself using stackable blocks.
Yep, they're called Rumble Stone, and it's a product made by Pavestone. Now, they look like rustic stones, and they come in kits that stack kind of like Legos. They're modular, and they can be used to build all sorts of outdoor features, like a fire pit, a grill enclosure, a planter, or maybe even a complete outdoor kitchen. Now, the process is pretty simple. You start by laying out and setting your first row of Rumble Stone blocks, usually on, say, a concrete patio. And from there, the next rows are stacked right on top of each other. There's no need for mortar. You can just run a bead of the QuickCrete Advanced Polymer Construction Adhesive between the stones.
Now, the Rumble Stone kits start at $250, and they can also be used for traditional paver projects like a patio, a wall, a landscape border. Now, QuickCrete also has a lot of step-by-step videos of beautiful outdoor kitchens that have been made with Rumble Stone and then topped with concrete countertops. And, of course, you can find all of these videos online so you can get a lot of inspiration and a lot of encouragement so that you can tackle this yourself.
Learn more at pavestone.com and be sure to check out the step-by-step video instructions of a beautiful outdoor kitchen topped with a QuickCrete concrete countertop. It's also available online right now.
Gary in Michigan, you have got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a short circuit. There's somewhere in our house we have a wire that blows our fuse all the time.
Okay. Does it happen because you're doing anything like running an appliance or something of that nature?
No, we just hit the circuit breaker and it goes off.
What do you mean you hit the circuit breaker and it goes off? I mean you turn the circuit breaker on and it pops right off?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We bought the house. We didn't know about it and it's there now.
Okay. Well, you got to call an electrician because the circuit breaker is doing its job. If the circuit breaker is not letting you turn that circuit back on, then that circuit is either wired dangerously or it has a bad breaker or there is something wrong with the way it's all pulling together. So I think that this is not something you can track down on your own because you can't even get the power on. The electrician is going to have to do this with the power off and see if we can trace out that circuit, see what it's serving. Do you know, have any idea what it's going to?
Yeah, kind of. Yep,
well, I mean, is there something not working? Is there lighting not working? Are there outlets not working? Where do you think it's going?
Yeah, whole room.
So there's one room. Okay. So then what it'll probably do is it's going to have to open up the outlets and the switches and the lighting fixtures in that room and check out every connection point and see if there's any evidence. There could be something burning in there. You don't know, so... You definitely need to have an electrician check it out. I would go to homeadvisor.com and find an electrician through there. You can pick one that's got great ratings and schedule an appointment and see what happens. But it's definitely not something you should do yourself. If it was, I'd tell you, but this is beyond the average homeowner's skill set. It's potentially dangerous, and it's important for your safety and to make sure your house doesn't burn down. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Scott in Illinois is on the line with a driveway question. Tell us what you're working on.
We have a house that's 13 years old, and our driveway is finished in aggregate at the surface, which is a little rough. The problem is it's now starting to crumble, and I wonder what's the best alternative to try to repair that.
So when you say aggregate, is it like a stone surface?
Yes, it's a little rough, right.
Yeah, so it's hard to maintain. Is the driveway sloped? Is it pitched? Is that why it has a rough surface?
Yeah, it's only a mild slope. It's about 3 degrees.
Well, it's hard to repair a surface like that because it is so rough right now. You know, is this the kind of thing that you might think about replacing?
Yes.
Problem with driveway construction is that even though we all think driveways are as tough as roads, they are often not, and they're often very thin, and therefore they have short lifespans. And so if this is starting to crumble now and it's not that old, I think it's just going to continue to deteriorate and you might be looking at a replacement rather than a repair.
Probably maybe better to do it in cement rather than put up aggregate.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a really tough surface. Just think about, since it's pitched, you want to make sure, and you're in Illinois, you want to make sure that you've got some surface on there that will give you some traction. So you don't want to make it too smooth.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Good luck, Scott.
This is the Money Pit. We're broadcasting from the Angie Studios today. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Come coming up, did you know one simple improvement can boost your curb appeal and increase the safety of your home at the same time? We're going to share that tip and more ways to add value to your home next.
888 Bonnie Pitt.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, Your Talk Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, Your Talk Radio.
Hi,
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, if you've got a question about your house, you can reach us by going to MoneyPit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button, and we will get back to you as soon as possible.
Pauline in Washington's on the line with a wood decking question. How can we help you?
3 years ago, I treated it and put a stain on it, and it's gone back to the same worn look that it had when I first started working on it. And so I wanted to find out what to do to make it presentable all year round where it doesn't go back to a worn state.
What kind of wood is the deck?
It's not treated wood, so it's just wood. And it is covered. It's a covered deck, so it doesn't get a lot of rain. The rain doesn't really hit it. But it gets a lot of footwork and dog prints and dust. And
what you're going to want to do is apply a solid color stain and prime it first. So the primer is going to be oil-based, and the stain can be water-based. But the primer is going to make sure it sticks really well. And then I would use solid color because it has more pigment in it. And if you do that and use a good quality product, you'll probably have a surface that will last you probably 5 to 7 years before you have to do it again.
Oh, okay. Because I used a transparent stain the first time.
Yeah, well, that's why. You see, transparent stain has no pigment in it. So if it's got no pigment in it, you know, you're just looking at the natural color of the wood.
Yeah.
And unless it has a really good UV inhibitor, that's just going to wash out pretty quickly. So you have to use something with pigment. You know, you could also try semi-transparent if you don't want to go solid color. But you've got to have something with pigment in it if you want it to last and have a consistent, attractive finish. Okay?
Okay. So after I put it on, is there something I can treat or put over top of it so it wears well?
It's not designed for that. It's designed to be the wear layer. So you don't need to put anything on top of it, okay?
Wish me luck.
All right. Good luck, Pauline. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, the spring real estate market is well underway, and more urban dwellers than ever are heading out to the suburbs. They're looking for space and tranquility. Everybody wants some peace and quiet. So if you find that you're ready to sell your home, we've got 4 easy projects that you can do in a weekend that are going to boost your curb appeal and help you land a buyer quicker than the competition. So first, let's start at the driveway. You need to make sure that your address stands out for those potential buyers touring the street with maybe a new mailbox. You know, there's dozens of decorative mailbox post designs and many ornate posts made from polyethylene, so they're not going to rot and they're going to need very little maintenance. Then think about adding some colorful flowers around the base. And that's really going to deliver an amazing first impression. Plus, they're going to find your house a lot faster.
Yeah, and speaking of color, you can also create color with window boxes and planters. These can really make your home pop. They're easy to maintain. They're easy to add. You can find window boxes and planters for your porch, your deck railings, or low-maintenance containers for flowers or trees that can really dress up your doorway. And they're all available now with very durable, low-maintenance styles. So you're not going to be replacing them every year. Next, you can make a very simple improvement that can dress up your curb appeal and your safety at the same time, and that's by adding a bold and beautiful set of house numbers. You know, Leslie, I've been noticing lately that folks are not using sort of the 3 or 4 inch numbers anymore. They're using the really big ones, and they look kind of cool, like the 8 inch or 10 inch or even 12 inch numbers. It really makes your home stand out. It makes the numbers so easy to find, and that's important in the event of an emergency.
Yeah, and they're super stylish as well. Lastly, guys, think about upgrading your landscape lighting. You know, you can add some low-voltage landscape lighting. It's a project that you can do yourself. You can create a warm, inviting first impression to the home. And you can also make sure that your walkways, your steps, and the porch are safely lit for visitors.
Now you can complete your curb appeal updates with a new porch swing or a rocker. I mean, truly whatever it is that your space allows to just sort of put out that really inviting vibe. And that's done with all of these things. Color, a place to sit, some beautiful numbers for the house, nice lighting. All of this just wraps up that front of your house with a nice big bow and says, come on, guys, I'm for sale. All right, now we're going to head over to Yuma, Arizona, where Garland is on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was filling the batteries on my golf cart on my concrete, and it over full, and there was some battery acid on my concrete, and I sprayed some water, but it looked like it stained a little. Is there any way I can remove that stain?
Do you have any finish on the concrete now? Is it painted or anything of that nature?
No, it's not painted, no.
Well, now would be a great time to do that. I don't think structurally it has any effect on it, but when you do like an epoxy paint for concrete slabs for garages, typically what you would do is you would use an acid wash first. It usually comes in the kit.
So you've already started.
Yeah, so you started, right. You're partway there. Okay. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. And also, you will find that a painted garage floor with epoxy paint is beautiful and easy to clean.
It's outside under my carport.
Yeah, that's totally fine as well. But you'll find that painted concrete, if you use an epoxy paint, there are also terrazzo finishes now for concrete that are gorgeous. It just looks great, and it's a lot easier to clean. So what I would do is I would take a look at the products that are made by Deich Coatings. That's D-A-I-C-H, DeichCoatings.com. They are a leader in the space. Their products are very well made, family business, and we love them.
Okay.
And you'll find them also at Lowe's and Home Depot. But go to DeichCoatings.com, take a look at the website, and you'll be able to see the variety of coatings that you can choose from.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Garland. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, butterflies are one of the best parts of the spring and summer season, and attracting them to your home means that you're going to have an army of pollinators working very hard for you in your garden. We're going to share the top five flowers that will encourage them to make your home their home next.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list. From major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. ANGI.com. Fix your cement cracks, chips, and holes with Rock Patch from Deich Coatings. Made of a pre-mixed polymer and stone formula, Rock Patch quickly and easily fills and levels out cosmetic concrete surface flaws. Just open the can, stir, and get started. There's no messy or dusty mixing involved. Rock Patch dries rock hard and can be sealed so you can quickly start a new finishing project. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's here to get all your home projects not just done, but done well.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Well, spring is the perfect time of year to tackle a bunch of home improvement projects, and painting really is a great one for right now. So how would you like to get a painting job done three times faster than if you were using just a roller? Well, you can with the Wagner Control Pro 130 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer worth $259.99. And this is great because generally, I mean, maybe you wouldn't tackle a project that feels so big, like the exterior of the home or something that you're like, oh, I just have to hire somebody. Well, with the Wagner Control Pro, you as the homeowner can DIY so many of these projects because you're going to get much more spray coverage. You get a ton of control. There's less overspray. I mean, there's so much more that you can do with the right tool. So why don't we give one away this hour? This Wagner Control Pro worth $259.99 could be yours to one very lucky Money Pit listener.
Call us right now for your chance to win at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You must call with a home improvement question, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask and record your question by clicking the blue microphone button.
Robin in Wisconsin has a question about flooring. How can we help you?
Hi. We're refinishing our finished basement, and the former owners glued down the carpet on the concrete, and we're scraping off what we can. Do we need to? I'm going to put in vinyl plank flooring. Do we need to sand that down, or should we put a leveler, or is there an underlayment that we can put under, or is it going to matter if there's some glue on there?
How much glue are we talking about? Are we talking about, like, inches of it, or just some areas of, like, slight unevenness?
Just little areas of unevenness, and we've been sanding it, but that's quite a procedure.
Oh, my goodness. And sanding it is only going to find, like, gunk up all your sandpaper and gunk up your hand sanders. I mean, it only sort of reactivates the glue. It's kind of strange.
Okay.
So generally, with a vinyl plank flooring, certain manufacturers might have an underlayment on the backside. Some might recommend something. Most of the times, I'd say just follow the manufacturer's recommendations because they know what's best for their product. But for the most part, with the vinyl plank, you're not going to need any sort of underlayment. Those will either usually overlap and adhere to one another with a double-sided tape, or they'll click and lock. It really depends on which product you're working with. But I would say if it's a thinner vinyl plank and you get a lot of flex to it, you might see areas of more thickness of the adhesive. But if it's a bit more rigid vinyl plank, I think you're going to be able to go right over that and not worry about it.
Oh, perfect. Great. Thank you for your help.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, butterflies are one of the best parts of the spring and summer, and attracting them to your yard means that you're going to have an army of pollinators doing a lot of work in your garden. Now, for butterflies, nectar is food, so if you plant the right flowers and flowering bushes, butterflies are going to gladly stop by to feed, and these five flowers can definitely help. Now, the first one we'll talk about is called a butterfly bush, and it's aptly named because the butterfly bush is by far the best choice when it comes to a butterfly garden. The plant itself is also known as the summer lilac, and it is beautiful, and these butterflies just love them.
We have a tip here. It's very complicated. If the plant starts with the word butterfly, it's probably good. Because we're going to talk next about the butterfly flower or butterfly weed. And this plant actually does double duty. It not only supplies nectar for adult butterflies, but it's a host plant for caterpillars. And the butterfly weeds help keep the species like the monarch butterfly thriving, as the plant itself contains a toxic substance that makes the caterpillars taste nasty to predators. Hummingbirds also particularly love the butterfly weed.
Now, third on our list of plants that butterflies love is the coneflower. These are super easy to grow. They are drought resistant. They tolerate the cold well, and they're going to grow just about anywhere. Plus, the large flowers bloom over a long period of time, so you can have them through several seasons. So as the butterflies are coming through, there's something for them to eat.
And then we have the asters, which include several varieties, and these are all beautiful with their blue and violet colors. But the nice thing about this butterfly attracting plant is that it blooms late summer to fall, and this means it will attract butterflies for a very long time in your garden.
Now, finally, salvia. I always feel like I've planted salvia without even realizing it was part of this, and then I've enjoyed the benefits of butterflies for so many years. Salvia is great because also hummingbirds and honeybees love the salvia plant. It's going to produce a rich nectar even in a drought condition, which is needed as a food source, especially in the dry weather. Now, red is the favorite if you want to attract hummingbirds too, but I've seen the salvia in red and purple. I mean, it's really an interesting plant. They're easy to grow, and they do add a bright pop of color to any garden. Plus, if you can get a hummingbird, that always makes me so happy when one pops up in the yard. They're so pretty.
Wilson in North Carolina is on the line dealing with a funky smell coming out of the sink. What's going on?
Yes, I have a water smelling problem. I got well water, and we got a lot strong smelling. It's like rotting egg, especially in the hot water. We change the water heater, still it smells. Do I need to change the plumbing, all the pipe in the house, or just flush it? If I need to flush, what kind of cleaners do I need to use?
So you've replaced your water heater, and you're still having this smell of sulfur. So that eliminates one possibility, which is the anode rod. Sometimes if the anode rod becomes worn out inside the water here, you will get a sulfur smell. I think the next best thing for you to do, Wilson, is to add a charcoal filter to the system. But I don't want you to add it at the faucet. I want you to add it where the main water valve comes into the house. This is a good opportunity for a whole house water filter. And if your water has not been tested, I would also have it tested at the same time, just to make sure that there are not any additional contaminants in that water aside from that sulfur odor.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it done well. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, reduce, reuse, and recycle. These are all keys to a green lifestyle. We're going to share a project that includes all three when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you've got a home improvement question, go to MoneyPit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and record your question for the fastest possible response.
Anita in Illinois reached out to Team Money Pit asking this: I'm going to install a new central air conditioning system this year. How do I know what size to get for my 1,800 square foot single story home? I'm sure there's a formula involved here. It's not just like this one.
There is, and there's a simple formula, or there's the sort of the right way to do this. Now, the rule of thumb, the shortcut, right, is that you typically need 1 ton of air conditioning for every 600 to 800 square feet of finished space in your house. So if you've got 1,800 square foot home, you're probably going to use a 2.5 to 3 ton air conditioning system for that. Now, you don't want to go too small because it's not going to work, but you also don't want to go too big, because if you go with a system that's too big, it actually doesn't run long enough to take the humidity out of that heated air. And that's when it starts to feel sort of cold and clammy and uncomfortable. Now, the longer way to do this is by having your HVAC contractor do what's called a heat loss analysis, where they actually measure not only the square footage, but they look at the orientation of the building, the types of insulation it has, the types of window it has, and they can actually calculate down to the BTU how much cooling power you need for that space. Now, I think if it's in an area where there's a lot of units, a lot of similarly sized houses, most professional experienced contractors are going to know what's going to work. But if it's sort of, you know, it doesn't have any history to it, then maybe they're going to do a heat loss analysis. Any way you look at it, though, it's important to get the right size unit for your home.
Yeah, too big or too small is not good. That causes a whole bunch of other problems. So you've got to make sure that you get the right size. So make sure it's sized properly, and you'll be good to go.
Well, let's talk about the three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle. These are key to a green lifestyle, and Leslie has tips to help with one green table building project that delivers all three in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Yeah, you know, this is truly about repurposing, and this really is a great trick of the trade to turn just unusual items that you have around the house into functional and good-looking side tables. I mean, everybody seems to have these ceramic garden stools, and I've actually never seen anybody use them in the garden. They're fantastic in the house. I mean, you can find them at discount shops. You can find them at super high-end stores. They look great as these little unexpected side tables in a bathroom. Maybe you just put a little candle on it, or an orchid, or a rolled-up towel. Just a little something that might normally go outside looks amazing on the inside. So think about it. And if you find them at one of those discount home shops, pick it up, because they're so great and you'll find a good spot for it. Other things I like to use to make side tables out of are rain drums, vintage baskets, old suitcases, musical instruments. You know, all of these things are, you know, you might not think, oh, I can use an instrument to make a table base, but you can with the right hardware in it to sort of support the tabletop as well. And then this other item becomes more of the decorative part of it as well as part of the structural integrity. So you got to kind of figure out what you're using. You can pick up some tempered glass for the top. Again, you can find those at home centers, discount home decor stores. You can buy them online. So shop around a price. Now, you've got a really great custom side table when you're done that nobody else is going to have, and it's going to look really great in your home, and it is the best form of repurposing. So have at it, guys.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the show, apartment living. It definitely has advantages, but a yard of your own is not one of them. That, however, is no reason to give up on the idea of your very own garden. We're going to share tips to help you create a beautiful, bountiful garden, no matter how much space you have or don't have, on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.